Welcome to the A-Players Podcast. A-Players, the place where we build and interview leaders in their field so that you can hone your skills and be at the top of your game too, allowing you to make the most out of any opportunity. I'm your host, Lewis Hayden, and I work with very high income earners in going that next level on their income journey and how they make a bigger impact in the world. And I'm on a mission to give everybody the opportunity to step into wealth by giving you the skills, tools, and actionable steps to go that next level. And that's what we're speaking about today. So on my investor journey, working with a lot of different businesses, working with a lot of different people, it's about the people in the businesses. And look, I get asked this question quite a lot. Lewis, should my people be making my brand look better, my business brand look better, or should they be building their own personal brand? And the answer to that is both. Yeah. And not all. And what we mean by that is, look, if you limit your people, if you try and hold them back, in a world of 2024, where you've got to be seen as, look, your personal brand has a lot of credibility, doesn't it? And you're living in a world now where people will hire you depending on how many Instagram followers you have. Yeah. If you look at like celebrities and people going for castings at different movies, if somebody has got 100,000 followers and somebody's got 2.1 million followers, instantly the marketing is there already. When somebody, a celebrity, goes out there and shares the new movie, I mean, for example, look at the new Kung Fu Panda movie that's just come out, right? Who shares it? Is it DreamWorks, whoever, that are really going out there and people have all the audience of DreamWorks get to see what they're sharing on their posts? Or is it the celebrities? Yeah, it's not just some random person doing Kung Fu Panda's voice. It's Jack Black. So people follow Jack Black because of who he is, what he stands for, what he's about. Just look at his branding. You know who he is. You know the roles that he's going to do. You know the voice. He's getting into even kids' movies now. Look at the Super Mario movie. Look at Kung Fu Panda. You know, his brand is, it's been going on for years. Yeah, 20-odd years plus. I don't even know the dates on here. But people think Jack Black. They don't think DreamWorks. Okay? And I'm saying DreamWorks. It may not even be DreamWorks, for example. That just shows the extent of having a great personal brand. People align with that personal brand, and that personal brand sells. So the challenge is when I get asked, like, look, Lewis, I've got people in my business now that are going out there and I want them to talk about my brand rather than their own personal stuff. Well, we've got to be encouraging both because, yeah, look, your personal brand, your business brand is also really important too because people want to be aligned to the business brand. But the personal brand that comes in and the business brand, what comes first, chicken or the egg? Yeah. So what about if you had a brand that started to promote and really help people on their personal brand journey as well? So a business brand that helped people become winners. Yeah. Because ultimately, you look at this in a not such a big scale of celebrities in the movie world, etc. Now, let's say it was in a law firm. Okay, so if you go to a law firm, what do people want? Why do people go to law firms? Yeah, so let's say that they've done something silly and they know they could be getting a lot of big trouble around, I don't know, a driving offense or something like that, and they're on their last legs of this driving offense. They're going to need somebody to really protect them or try and get them off the hook. Well, it's subjective around it all. So we're going to have somebody that's going to make a decision. Ultimately, the judge and the jury are going to make a decision around whether this person should, go to jail ultimately or what should happen. So they're going to need somebody to really, really be very good at getting these people, not locked up. So the value that comes from the law firm comes from not by just getting a good law firm on the side. It's about who are you working with? Yeah. Who is the person that's actually going to be there and representing you? Now, if that person became extremely well known in the industry because of their marketing and their personal brand, they would be worth a lot of money for the different law firms. Because ultimately, what are organizations built of? Organizations are built of great people. Organizations are just a collective group of people following a process that was made by people. So it is just people. It's a living organism. Yeah. Organism, organization. That's what happens. I mean, this is coming back now down to, I don't go too much on the A Players podcast into my work and organizational psychology, PhD content, but I tend to bring it back to the real world. What is going to be useful in that world that you can apply to help you reach your income goals, whether it be 100K or 1 million income a year? So bring it back down. Let's take it away from that PhD world and go, look, what is it actually saying here? Organisms, organization, great people, a collection of great people. So in that lawyer world, that solicitor world, if you can get great people to come and join your organization, what does it do for your brand? Yeah. Now, the brand of the business is also really important because that's how you attract people of like-mindedness to come and join you on your values and your mission. So that brand, I mean, you look at me right now, I'm wearing a Hackett top. Yeah. Why? What does it align with? Well, I'm British. It's a British brand. It's something that I like. I like the idea of the countryside and the things that they stand for, you know. So it starts to go, okay, well, it'd be aligned to that. There's an Aston Martin logo on it as well. I love the British brands of this. So I'm not wearing Italian brands on me right now. I'm wearing British because I don't know if you've noticed by now, but my accent is pretty British, okay? So look, what sort of brands do people want to align for? So the business brand is really important as well because it demonstrates your core values. And should you change the logo? Absolutely. Your business is going to evolve and it's going to eventually, with the right processes in place, it's going to get to a position, a point where it's going to be just, how do we get great people to run this? Yeah. You become a recruitment firm. Lewis, you're not a recruitment firm. What are you talking about? It's not about that. Ultimately, when you get to a point that everything in the business is systemized, then it gets to the point that you just need great people to run it. The danger is in the future is that robots might start running it. Well, they will run it. Yeah, it'll become dehumanized. Why? Because humans go up and down. They have roller coaster days. They're inconsistent a lot. When you get something that's a machine or a robot to run it or a piece of AI, you know you're going to get a consistent result and it gets the job done. Okay, so as humans, we need to make sure that we're ahead of the game. What cannot AI do? Yeah, what can't AI do? It can't do what we do with our personal brand. It can't do with the things that we choose. It can't make decisions on its own. It can't proactively go out there and change the world. If people have got ChatGPT, whether it's 3.5 or ChatGPT-4, it's only as good as the input it gets, a human decision to add in it currently. But eventually, something else will come out, and something else will come out that may start to overtake that. Okay? It might, one day, we might just put in, this is our goal, go and create all the AI and the process around it to make a business out of it. But right now, where we are, people make decisions. People might go out there. It's up to them to learn, develop themselves and create their own personal brand to be aligned with the top companies out there. And those companies, from a company perspective, have got to allow that person to flourish because it's 2024, 2025, 2026. This is the way the world is going. So from a business perspective, I'm not going to talk about business. This podcast is not about business. It's about you, the people in the business, creating specifically how you increase your income. Okay. Thank you for listening to the A Players podcast so far. A quick reminder that the podcast and community remains free. We do not run ads or endorse sponsors because it is our mission to give back and share with you, the listener, knowledge gained from working with highly successful individuals and extensive research in management science that isn't always available to everybody. So we want to make that available and give you access, give you an opportunity to step into wealth, everybody opportunity to step into wealth. In line with allowing us to achieve that mission, we ask that you do one thing for us, and that is to think about today, how did you end up on this podcast? Maybe it was through finding it on YouTube or Spotify or word of mouth. So please don't be the world's best kept secret. Please help us feed forward by sharing this podcast with another leader like you that you feel the podcast could really help out in increasing their personal income. Stop people from moving stuck by helping people increase their personal income. And of course, for those people that are eager in digging deeper, diving deeper and boosting their income by using these tools that we speak about in the podcast, our 100K Club membership on Spotify offers detailed guidance. Simply just click on the little padlock on the Spotify link in the show notes, and that will take you straight to the 100K Club where you can become a member there and help you increase your income to 100K in any job. So what do we do then? We've got a personal brand. What is a personal brand? Well, look, here's some key things I've learned about my personal brand along the way. Yeah. So you can go and type in Dr. Lewis Hayden on Instagram and you'll see the stuff that's on there. Yeah. I haven't really played the Instagram game that much. I don't need to. I've had the people that work around me. I'm more about my close circle. So if you're in my close circle, then great. I'll help you develop and I'll help you build. And by doing the podcast, it's a step out of that circle to expand that circle even more to other people and create an available platform that more people can start to be a part of the circle as well. Okay. So it's kind of like I've started from high ticket items and going towards helping more people with lower ticket items. Okay. Some people do it the other way around. They start with low ticket items, then put higher ticket items on at the end. So it depends on the aim that you're trying to achieve. And that aim and the values that you currently have as a person, yeah, your values as a person is what's going to shape that goal, yeah, that aim, that vision, that direction of travel, that BHAG. You know, Jim Collins talks about this in his book, Good to Great, the big, hairy, audacious goal. What is the goal that we're going to be achieving? The big picture, 10, 15 years away, right? Our core values will shape that goal. So what I mean by core values is what's important to us. Family, if you're into like having fun, it could be sports because sports is the thing that gives you fun. It could be you're into cars. Why cars? Because you just like, I remember as a kid, I used to have Lamborghinis and Aston Martins and Jaguar XJ220. That was the car. Jaguar XJ220, McLaren F1, shows my age now. So these things are on my wall. Why? Because it's what I find fun. It's what I find exciting. Technology, the equipment, this bit of kit that can just like be created from a thought to drive people around the world and look so sexy. It's, you know, people got different values. Yeah. Somebody may completely disagree with me, but regardless, look, one thing that we've all got in common is that we're living in the world where all this stuff costs money. So this is what we create the 100K Club, yes, because we don't want to be limited. Why should everyone not have the opportunity to have what they want? Okay, put the work in. It's possible. Why don't I know it's possible? Because it's been written over and over and over again. I've done it personally. The people I work with have done it. So why can't anybody else? Well, the reason they can't is because of the limiting beliefs in the mind. That's a previous episode. Go back and listen to some of those episodes. So personal brand then, where do you start? Here's where I start my personal brand. Get my values down. Getting my values down, getting my direction of travel helps me align that this is the direction that I need to go. Okay, this is the stuff that I'll fight for. This is the stuff that I'll just go. Now that is just a distraction. So have a bucket list and have the fuck it list. Yeah, bucket list. These are the things I'm going to achieve. The fuck it list is the things that I'm not going to do. Yeah, one of my fuck it list is that I will not sit in traffic every day. Okay, why? I used to value it because when I was on my learning journey, yeah, 10 years ago, me listening to a lot of podcasts, and I still do listen to a lot of podcasts, and obviously create a podcast now so I can hone all the information, all the books, as you see in the shelf behind me, all the videos or the podcasts. It's all great going out there, but how does that really help me reach 100K? And that was the problem that I found, is like, this doesn't really help me increase my income. There's a lot of content. It's about applying it to context. So the 100K Club and the A-Players podcast applies the context to the content. Saves people a lot of time. So when I first started out, I lived in Australia. I used to travel from the Gold Coast to Brisbane every day. So it's about 90 minutes there, 90 minutes back. That's 3 hours of my day. It was just me and Anna, yeah? It was then my wife. Nowadays, we have two kids and another one on the way, Yeah. First time I've said that on the podcast. We announced it the other day. So, yeah, there'll be three kids. Driving a long way and sitting in traffic does not appeal to me now because time is valuable. Why? Because my values are family. Yeah. More time with family, being there, and the kids having a dad and having a husband more often. Yeah. Sitting there 3 hours used to be very valuable when I was 25, when I first started out my business coaching journey back then. That was really valuable because I had to do the learning. I had to get all the knowledge and it accelerated me phenomenally. Okay. Now the values have shifted. Yeah. Still probably the same values that I do respect family, but now it's about time. Yeah. Now the money is here. It's about time. How do I make the best use of my time? So I'm not doing time for money. How do I take my time for money, invest it? And for me, it's investing in businesses because investing in houses does not excite me. All the stuff that you see online. And I know there is an investor, a building investor coming on soon. So that's going to be a great podcast to have because we will have a bit of a different perspectives on this. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that listen to the APIs and 100K Club that do have properties. But my take on it is that, look, if you're going to just go and invest a lot of money on it, I get it. You can quadruple the money you put into it because you can get the mortgages for it. But to make another couple hundred pounds for all the effort that's put in doesn't really make sense for me. We're not going to scale businesses and invest in them. Everyone has got their own perspective. Building and investing property, sure, it's great. There's a lot of courses out there on it. Not my game, personally. We are interviewing people on the APLAS podcast for it, though. So stay tuned for that. Another one, crypto. Yeah, you hear my views on crypto all the time. I'm yet to see somebody who talks about crypto all the time rock up in a Lamborghini. I don't know many of them, and I know a lot of people that talk about crypto, and I know they don't own Lamborghinis. Yeah, I know a lot of business owners that own Lamborghinis. I know a lot of investors that do. All right, so success leaves clues. Not to say it doesn't work. I'm not going to slam it. As I said in the previous episodes, you can go and listen to the one about crypto isn't the thing that's going to make you successful. For me, I'd rather not have chance. Yeah, I'd rather have something that I know is going to give a return. If I learn more around investing, scaling businesses, scaling people now, the scaling businesses is just a byproduct of what I do now. For me now, and the reason I've got the PhD in organizational psychology is to scale people. What am I saying all this for? Yeah, it's about finding your values and your journey. Okay, one thing for sure, I don't want to be traveling around, driving around a lot when I could be with my kids or going on holidays or making memories. Yeah, so really get your values clear. What does that stand for? Now look at the APLAS podcast, right? Yeah, look at it. I changed the colors and I changed the brands quite a lot because it just doesn't feel right. Doesn't feel right. Oh, Lewis, you can't do this. You got to have it right first time. No. That shit slows people down. Go before you know. If I was going to make this fucking perfect, I wouldn't have been doing podcasts for the last 3 years. The APLAS and the 100K Club podcast, it may not be the perfect name. It confuses some people, right? But I tell you what, the people that complain about it haven't even got started and still speaking about the same fucking thing that they were talking about 10 years ago. Yeah? So what do you stand for? What do you stand for? Are you a go-getter? Does your personal brand show that you are going out there and making a difference? Or are you sitting there asking the question whether you should do your company brand or the personal brand? Or are you arguing with it with your fucking boss? Yeah? Go on a line to something that does make it work. Go on a line to that. And I'll tell you something, the one thing that will make it work, where you're probably missing a trick on, is the idea of this podcast, building your personal brand. Because no matter where you are in the world, there you are. I learned this when I've lived in Australia, and I've learned it when I lived in the UK. Yeah. And unless you've lived around the world for a couple of years, I lived in Australia for 4 years. Doesn't matter where you are, there you are. Your personal brand follows you everywhere. So fuck titles. What are you going to call your next business? What are you going to call your next Instagram page? Just call it your name. Your name is your personal brand. Stop messing about with it. Stop hanging around. If your name's John Smith, call yourself John Smith five or whatever. Don't worry about it. There's plenty of very successful people that just have random names. Yeah, it's not about that. It's about having something as your personal brand that can go out there and you build it. They don't care on the name. They care about what you deliver. They care on what they get from being a part of your community and listening to what you have to say. They care about the things that you build. I know people with personal brands and they'll go, oh, you know, should I do this product or this product or this product? It doesn't matter. If you've got a personal brand, look at like Stacey Solomon or Mrs. Hinch. I'm not sure. I don't follow this stuff. This is just stuff that I hear Anna talking about all the time. But she could come on there and sell like 1 minute it could be toilet cleaner. The next minute it could be, I don't know, some new cereal. People buy it. Yeah, they buy it because they trust that person. They trust that personal brand. So the reason I'm getting so passionate about this is because one of my big values is people staying still and not moving forward. Yeah, that's one big thing that really pisses me off. And if you want to find out what your values are and you're getting a little bit struggle with this, use this exercise. Get a piece of paper, write down, draw a line down the middle, left-hand side. What are the things that really piss you off? Then on the right side, what's the opposite? That'll be your values. Find five of them. Yeah? You've got the brand name. That's your name. There's your values for it. Find a mission for it. Do you think there's other people out there that might share those same values that could feel stuck? And remember what we said in the previous episodes. If you want to get paid more, you need to help more people in not being stuck. People pay to get faster results. In 2024, people want stuff fast. People are impatient. I've said in the previous episodes as well, young people today, what's one of the problems? They want things right now. Instant gratification. They want instant results. Okay? Use that in your sales ability and marketing ability to your advantage. How do you help people get what they want faster? Yeah? Giving too much away now. But this is your personal brand. I'm not giving too much away. You deserve it all. Everybody deserves to know this stuff, and it's not given out enough. And the reason I know it's not given out enough, because if it was out there in the open, if all these top podcast speakers were speaking about it, people would be fucking doing it. I would have done it 5 years ago. I would have done it 10 years ago. I would have heard this information and run with it if I knew this was the thing when I was 25. If I knew this was the thing that was going to get me £100,000 a year, I would have done it. But it's not there. Because you get a lot of content and they get a lot of books getting sold, but you don't get the context. Go do these steps, you will achieve this. Okay? So yeah, look, the A Players podcast and the 100K Club is not about quitting your job. It's about getting more from the job that you're in, where you're spending your time. So why not do both? Why not build the company brand you work in? Why not build your own personal brand? It's the same thing. You are a person in that company. So if your company does not support you building that personal brand, there's a fucking misalignment. There's a problem. Yeah? Go and have a conversation. Don't get pissed off with it and spit your dummy out. That's not an A-player attitude to have. An A-player attitude to have is to go out there and remember, people probably can't see this stuff. They haven't listened to the A-player episodes. They're not on the same path as you yet. So share this episode with them and say, hey, look, rather than me explaining it, just go and have a listen to this. Have a listen to a few. See what you think. Then we can have a conversation around it. Why would a business, 50 people, 100 people, 1,000 people, 100,000 people, not want someone to be an A player? To have their own personal brand that brings that business more money, make a bigger impact. What about the person? What about you sitting in that business? Do you really want to be aligned with a business that isn't growing, that is restricting everything that you do? Question yourself around this, because a lot of people say that they do this, but they don't. Period. That's it. Full stop. A lot of people that say it, 99% actually do it. So prove it. Someone said to me, what is it, 4 years ago now, Lewis, this is brilliant stuff. Prove it. He wasn't being funny with it. He knew that that would motivate me. Right, we'll prove it. We'll prove it. Maybe she says that you're going to take your business from 5 to 10 million. Yeah. Well, back then, what was it? We're doing 2 million. You say you're going to go towards 5 million. Do it. Prove it. Okay. And I did. I did it in half the time. Because it just shows, like the previous episode with Scott Wood on, what did he say about the network marketing? Whether you like network marketing or not, I couldn't give a shit whether you do or not. It's your own beliefs. I think you are limiting yourself if you're not into network marketing, because the learning and development around it is phenomenal. Why not have that as a vehicle as well if you really want to make it? But what did he say? The people that make millions in network marketing are the people that are all in. All in. What does all in mean? They are all in with their company. They are all in with their products. They are all in that this is the thing that's going to make an impact in their life. They are all in that they're going to make 100 grand and change their family's life if they go all in, not dip their toe in. And it doesn't matter if it's network marketing, if it was properties, if it was crypto, if it was, you know, anything, a side hustle. Most of all, if you're working 9 to 5 in a job, stop seeing that as like something that's slowing you down. That's an opportunity for you to smash it. You've got a part of your week that is dissected that you need to be there for to pay your mortgage and the stuff for your family. Why not make the most out of that 9 to 5? I don't know anybody else that's actually saying that on YouTube or podcasts. They're all saying, oh, be an entrepreneur and all this bullshit. It doesn't matter if you're an entrepreneur, intrapreneur, or whatever. It's just a nice, sexy title. Yeah? Gets people enticed by it. The thing is that you need to figure out how do you add more value and get paid for it. Take ownership of that. Building a personal brand is a step to it. What do you need to build a personal brand? Think about it. What does it mean? If it was in a business, you'd be marketing. So you need marketing skills. So what marketing skills are you learning lately to build your personal brand? Have you thought about that? And remember, no matter where you go, there you are. That also means that no matter what you do, when you build a personal brand, you get great at marketing. You get great at sales and delivering the operational side of it. You get really, really good at this. How valuable do you become? Yeah. Think of the solicitor, the lawyer example again. Would a top law firm go and employ people that are shit? Well, how do you know someone's good? How would you know if a company's good? Well, I'll go on Google and look on Trustis. That's the one that we use. Yeah, I can't remember what it's called. They look for reviews. They look for testimonials. They look for proof. They look for evidence. Okay? It's marketing. How would you get the evidence out there? Well, if you don't spend time in your business to actually put testimonials out there and make the effort to collect them, then guess what? You're not going to get them out there. So it's a marketing exercise, right? What are you doing with your personal brand right now? Have you got a little booklet that you can put down every great thing that somebody said about you? You can make a list in there. Yeah. You can put that into your little booklet. These are your win book. And not to show people, you can brag about it with no problem with it. People might go, who, fucking ego, all that shit. That's their problem, not yours. You're an A player. They're not. Yeah. So where's your brag book? And the brag book isn't there just to go and show people. It's to also give you the confidence of how much of a fucking winner you are. A reminder each day of these are the achievements that you have achieved. Yeah. Not many people do this though. Why? Because guess what? Content's out there, but it's not contextualizing to actually give you anything. If you want to make 100K a year, you follow this podcast. It's that simple. We don't talk about anything else other than how do we increase your income. Oh, but Lewis, it's not all about the money. It's not about that. Okay, fine. You go and talk about all your dreams and all your goals that you want to achieve. I've met people around the world and they talk about all these great, fantastic things. Yeah. Even if it means that they're gonna, their dream is to go and meditate on a fucking rock all day. Guess what? Reality is you still need somewhere to live. You still need a vehicle to drive around. Your family still need money to give them food. Yeah. Sorry, you still need an income. So unless you sort this income out, you can't go meditate on rocks. Okay? So it depends on the level you want to get to, isn't it? I'm presuming as an A player and 100K club members that you're going for it. So who do you listen to? And look, you wouldn't be listening to this right now if you wasn't on that journey to 100K. If you didn't want it. Yeah? There's plenty of other podcasts for other people. And anybody who's got a problem with this, then, you know, they wouldn't be listening to it in the first place. And that's the world we're going. That's my personal brand. So the last 30 minutes has been me talking about who I am. And people will come on that journey and align with me. Or they might say, no, fuck you, Lewis. We're not on that journey with you. And you know what my response to them would be as well. Okay? So why don't you do the same? Why don't you do the same? Why don't you stretch that personal brand? And if you are starting businesses, ultimately the personal brand needs to be an extension. When you first begin, you are the company brand. Yeah. When you get bigger, you've now got to make that company brand out there for different reasons. The second level to it. So level one, it's your company. The company brand is your personal brand. Level two is you now need to use that brand for marketing. Oh, yeah, a brand's out there. So we look like Apple, and look like Volkswagen, and we look like fucking whatever. Yeah, we need a brand for marketing. When you get to the level three, you'll realize that your brand isn't about attracting customers anymore. It's about attracting great people that can get you great customers. So how does the company brand get great people in? Yeah, there's three levels to it. Personal brand, what's the difference? Level one, get clear on your personal brand and what you stand for. Do you think that may help you making some decisions in your life when you're clear on your values and mission and personal brand? Level two, you need to learn to sell people your personal brand now. So what do you need to change in your personal brand to get the people so you can help more people so you can get what you want? And then level three, what about a community around you? Look at the 100K Club now in the A Players podcast. Look at the people like we've had on. Scott Wood, yeah? last 10 years, the guy from a side hustle has made $8 million. Andy Behrens, UK top sales trainer. Why are they coming onto the podcast? Alyssa James, Josh Pell. Why are they coming onto this podcast? Stuart Walter, world's, you know, Australia's top hypnotherapy, working with gold medalists, because he aligns to my mission. Everybody should have the opportunity to step into wealth. Everybody should have the opportunity to step into wealth. Why not? If they choose to, why not? I say, hey, Stuart, got a podcast. Oh yeah, Lewis, I've seen it already. It's about that podcast, about giving everybody the opportunity to step into wealth. It's about having that, about giving, allowing people to reach 100K. Yeah, great. Before you even say anything, Lewis, yeah, I'll come on it. They know. They understand it because they know what I'm about. Some people might turn around and go, no, I'm not about that. Fine. Go and do your Sitting on a Rock podcast. Yeah, I'm taking the piss. There's something for everybody, right? But the key here is that if you try and be too vanilla and impress everybody, you impress nobody. Yeah? Not impress, but impress on, shall we say, to leave a great impression. Okay, I am not vanilla, as you can see. The amount of times I've been told, Lewis, stop swearing on your podcast. It's not professional. Yeah, you can guess the next two words that followed. The first one starts with fuck. I'm only joking, look, but seriously, you've got to protect your personal brand and understand what you stand for, because it gives you more direction. It gives you clarity of when you do start to get, I'm not going to say, I'll use the word attacked because it's the first word that came to mind. When you do start to get comments like that, those comments can hold people back and sit with people. And always remember that a comment from somebody may be a passing comment for them in for 30 seconds that they're thinking of it. But for somebody who's receiving it, that can be 30 years of their life. I always remember a school teacher at my school saying to me, they'll never remote to anything. Yeah, I will be a thug. The word thug, T-H-U-G. Remember it vividly. And it may have just been a joking comment to the teacher, but for a kid, yeah, 14, 15 years old, to have somebody that they look up to as a role model, well, clearly not a role model, that's a comment that was made then, and it sat with me, yeah? And look, it shapes you into the person you are today, of course, but all along is that if I listen to every little comment like that, I'm going to look for evidence of why it's not possible rather than evidence of why it is possible. And that resilience and bulletproofness against bullshit comments from other people, that's just one, by the way. They keep on coming. You all have them. Just reflect in your life right now. Who has told you some shit because they're struggling with some shit? Yeah? That you've took on board. Even though it would have been 30-second thought in their mind, it's been 30 years. I speak to somebody the day. Oh, I can't write. My handwriting's shit. I'm a terrible writer. Who told you that? Terrible writer to who? How do you know? You think if you was told you were a good writer, you'd have gone out there and started writing more and trained and practiced more? Well, yeah, probably. Okay. So you've got to be really careful. Stand guard to the gateway of your mind. Don't let this stuff enter. Protect your personal brand, who you are. Don't let anyone get in the way of it. Because ultimately, people talk about being true to yourself and authentic. And it's a great book title, isn't it? It's great when people say to me, Lewis, you need to be authentic. Just be your authentic self and do this. But really, they don't mean that. Yeah. Really, what they're saying is like, that makes me feel good by giving you that information. But do you actually really going to go out there and be authentic? Because the authentic you, some other people might not like. I'm talking about like, you know, it could be parents protecting you. It's not always done in a sinister way, is it? It's done from an authentic way sometimes, where they're trying to protect you and look after your safety. I always remember my mom when I was little, when I'm quite an introvert, even though I got this podcast, I'm quite an introvert. And what that means is if I had the decision to go and work in a room on my own and get a load of shit done, rather than, hey, let's all hang out and do all this together and hold hands, I would, you can see from my language what I feel about it, I'd rather just go and get shit done. Yeah. So, when I was little, when people used to come in and go, hey, look, so-and-so's coming around, you get to meet them and blah, blah, blah. You get to meet some new friends and stuff like this. And this is my friend so-and-so from school who was like this 40, 50-year-old. And I was like, oh, you know, I'd rather not go and meet them, to be honest. I'll just go and hide in my bedroom. Yeah. My mom would say, oh, he's just shy. He's just shy. I wasn't shy. I wasn't shy. I just didn't want to talk to your fucking friends that I had no interest in. Yeah, that was me as a young kid, by the way. Not now. I love people. I love people. Let's all hold hands and meditate on rocks. Yeah. So look, the belief of I'm shy sat with me for a long time. So when I went through school, then, it's okay. I'm just shy. I'm just shy. I'll hang back at the back of the room and I'll just be the shy person because I'm shy. And that was a belief that I inherited, thinking it was me. And it wasn't me at all. The actual belief was, why the fuck do I need to bother with this annoying person? Yeah, as a kid. So just be careful. Some people will say stuff and they're trying to do it to help you, but sometimes it might not be who you are or helping you move forward. Yeah, as your character. Personal brand is character, okay? Getting your character really clear, adding a marketing twist on it. Why not go out there and shout from the rooftops, whether you're introvert or extrovert? You know, you can do the 5-point personality test, the ocean test. If you want to link to that, I can get you the profile test if anybody in their organizations want that. From an organizational psychology perspective, if you do want any profiling tools, just DM me DM me profiling tools. Just message me what you're after, and I can send you links to the right place. Because understanding these profiling tools allows you as a business to understand each other and why people get along. And I want to say you as a business, I mean you as a personal brand business, yeah? How you work with other people in your organization, how you work with customers, how you work with friends and family, yeah? Interesting to know this. So the tools are there. And the better you understand your character, the better you can protect that character when someone tries to shoot it down, yeah? Or when you need to make a decision, so you can make decisions faster. The faster you make decisions, the quicker you can take power moves, and the quicker you can take those power moves, I'll tell you, you'll be surprised. You make a power move a day, yeah, move, that is, that's my accent, M-O-V-E, power move. You make a power move a day for the next 365 days, where do you think you will be? Where do you think you will be? Yeah? Let me tell you, just in 90 days, your life will look completely different. So what would it be like in 365 days? Yeah. That's what I help people with. Because when it comes to income as well, you combine that with how do you make power moves each day to reach an income goal, people really, really underestimate what they can do. Yeah. So have a think about that one. So are you clear now? Personal brand versus business brand. It's an and, it's a both. They all fit together. They all work in harmony. Business brands, you may not have control of. What is the A Players podcast all about? Taking complete ownership over your life to impact your personal income. Okay? What you can't control may be the brand of the company. What you can control is what you stand for and your personal brand. So what wins? What wins? Personal brand every time, simply because you take ownership of that. And whether you think it's right or wrong, you are right. So would you rather choose it's about the business brand and woe is me, I can't do nothing about it? Or would you rather take fucking ownership and say, this is about my personal brand, this is what I stand for, and I'm aligned with a brilliant business that maybe not just yet there yet, but by me working on my personal brand, I can help that business brand as well. Because remember, ultimately, that business brand is the people in it. Yeah? It is the people in it. So guys, A Players, go out there and make it happen. Take complete ownership of your personal brand. Go smash it. And we'll catch you in the next episode.